All right, welcome back to another episode of Double or Nothing Podcast. Unfortunately, Johnny wasn't able to make it. He's up in Boston. So we have Taylor back again.
You get me again.
This week she's going to be giving picks. So I got to survive not losing to my wife here in these picks. Last week recap, I think Johnny had a pretty good week. I don't know. He's not here to tell me exactly what he went record-wise, but I had an okay week. I think I went two games under 500. Not the greatest showing. Got thrashed on Thanksgiving, went 0-3, which was a brutal way to start. And I did pretty good in the 1 o'clock, okay in the 4 o'clock, and then got slaughtered in the late game. Bounced back, got a lucky win with Denver with the pick six to cover. But it was an okay week for me. It was a pretty good week for Johnny. So we'll get right into this week.
All right. Yeah, so our first game. We have our first, or I guess our only Thursday night game. We have the Lions at home. They are facing the Packers, and the Lions are -3.5.
-3.5.
Okay.
Lions -3.5. I know they're banged up. They're a little bit injured. You would say tight division game. Packers are playing really good. You know. Analytically speaking, you would probably lean Packers here. I think the Packers are kind of the play, but I just got to stay true to my guns. I think the Lions are better. I think Jay Love stinks. So I'm going to take the Packers. I mean, I'm going to take the Lions -3.5. I just think it's a really, really big game. So for that division. So I'm just going to take who I think is going to show up in the big moment. And I think that the Lions and Dan Campbell and the guys are just going to roll here. And it'll probably be a shootout. It'll probably be pretty close. I just actually had to send over a score prediction to a podcast, reached out asking for me and Johnny's score predictions. And I said it was going to be 31-24 Detroit. So I'm sure it'll be a high scoring, good football game. Both teams have a full week's rest because they played on Thanksgiving, so it's not like they're playing on a short week. I know there's injuries on both sides of the ball for the Packers and Detroit, but I'm going to roll with who I think is the better team here. I'm going to weigh the 3.5 in a shootout. I'll take Detroit.
Well, this isn't really fair because I feel like now it's going to seem like I'm taking my answer from you, so I might have to go first from this point on, but truthfully, I was thinking the Lions as well. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Maybe it's because I like their logo more, or I know that Jordan Love is like a curse word in this house. So I think the Lions are going to have to take it.
Oh my God. You're going to give actual picks? You're not just going to pick? Okay. I like it.
I'm going to, with what my very base level knowledge, I'm going to try my best. And hey, listen, I'm going to throw it at the wall.
Strap in, boys. Strap in.
I'm going to throw it at the wall and see what sticks. Here we go.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so we are next up. We got our first Sunday 1 o'clock game. We got the Tampa Bay Bucks at home. They are -6.5 against the Raiders. So I'm
over under.
Over under is 46.5.
Okay.
So looking at this game for me, I have no reason as to why I'm saying this, but my heart tells me to go with the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers -6.5.
Yeah.
Not a terrible pick. I'm gonna roll with the Raiders +6.5. I feel like the Raiders are just kind of one of those scrappy teams. They're not any good, but it just seems like they're always kind of like in these football games for no reason until the end. They just played a tight game that they should have won against Kansas City. One of those weird decline penalties. They can decline the illegal formation against the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs somehow, some way, with another miracle win. So, Tampa Bay's good, and I've been riding with them a lot this year. But the Raiders just seem to be a team that can stick around. So, if you're going to give me 6.5 points with that, I'm going to take the 6.5 in the Raiders.
All right. So our next Sunday game, we've got the Steelers at home -6.5 against the Browns. The over-under here is 44.5. Gun to my head, gut decision, something saying Browns for me.
Yeah, the Browns have been playing good football. Browns have been playing good football. Jameis is an absolute electric factory. I mean, the guy just throws for a gazillion yards a game and touchdowns left and right, but he just turns the ball over way too much. And I know they just recently won that snow game 2 weeks back against the Steelers, so I think the Steelers are in a little bit of a revenge spot here. I don't think they're going to drop two to the Browns, who are just overall not the greatest football team. I think Jameis will turn the ball over a ton. I think the weather will be a little bit clearer than it was in that snow game. So give me the Steelers -6.5, right?
-6.5, yeah.
Give me the Steelers -6.5. I think the Steelers are gonna get their get back on the Browns this week.
All right, here we go. Moving right along, we got the Titans at home, -3.5 against the Jacksonville Jags. The over-under is 39.5.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with the Titans here. Titans aren't really any good, and I was all over the Commanders. That was my best bet last week. Crushes me that I didn't put $1 million on friggin' Washington. Saw that coming a mile away, and they just put a beat down on the Titans. But, you know, Jacksonville has their whole thing going with that horrible hit on T-Law. So T-Law is going to be down and out, I'm assuming. You don't know that for sure. He's still in the protocol, but he didn't practice today. And I don't think he's going to play. And I just think division game, two bad teams. I'll take the home team. I'll take the Titans laying the 3.5.
I was just going to ask you, too, if you heard anything about Trevor Lawrence, right?
Trevor Lawrence is probably not playing. They don't know, but probably not. He didn't practice today, so I'm assuming he's not going to play.
Yeah, and their other quarterback is not good?
He's not. No, not good. No, no. He's serviceable. He's not good.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to go to the Titans, obviously.
Oh, boy.
Listen, you wanted this. Here we are. All right, so our next Sunday game, we've got the Eagles at home, -12.5, Jesus, against the Panthers. The over-under's 45.5.
Yeah, I don't know if I've picked the Eagles one time. Actually, no, I did pick the Eagles a couple of times this year, but it's few and far between. 12.5 is a lot of points. I know they're playing great football, and their team overall is insane. Saquon Barkley's doing shit we haven't seen in 20 years. I mean, these guys are playing out of their minds. But with that being said, the Panthers are playing really good football too. They took it down to the final seconds against Kansas City. They went to overtime last week against Tampa. Probably could have squeaked out a win there, but, you know, a couple missed field goals from the Panthers and the game just didn't go their way. But the Panthers are playing good football. Bryce Young's playing good football. 12.5 points is too much to a team that's playing as good as they're playing right now. So I'm going to roll Panthers +12.5.
Yeah, I have absolutely no reason why I'm going to pick anything here other than the fact that I have family that lives in Philly. So let's go Philly. See what happens.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are a dominant force right now. They're beating up on everybody. So not a terrible pick. It's just I have faith that Bryce Young will keep it close.
All right. All right, next game, still Sunday, 1 o'clock. We got the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings at home. They're -5.5 against the Falcons. The over-under in this game is 46.5. And I'm going to have to say, because of my fantasy lineup, and I have Justin Jefferson and Aaron Jones, right?
Yes.
I'm going to need them to do something good because I'm tired of losing in fantasy. My team is way too good on paper to keep losing. So down and out, Minnesota Vikings have to win this game for me.
Yeah, no, I like the Vikings here. I like the Vikings here a lot. I'm gonna roll with the Vikings -5.5. Kirk Cousins' arm's a wet noodle. The guy can't throw anything right now. I mean, I saw some stat that he didn't throw a ball over like 30 miles an hour all game. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, suit me up. I could do a better job. Kirk Cousins is looking horrible. He's had all-time highs and all-time lows. He's been the definition of a roller coaster this year. I seen the guy throw for over 500 yards in prime time and beat a really good Bucks team, and I've seen him do what he did last week and throw two of the worst interceptions I've seen all year. So if he's going to continue to play like that, and I don't know if it's age or injury or what that's catching up with him, but that is unacceptable play if you're going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So if he even has close to the performance he had last week, they're going to get smoked. So give me the Vikings -5.5.
I just want to point out I haven't been really off the ball here.
No, you've been all right. Yeah.
All right. Moving right along, we got the Dolphins at home, -6.5 against the Jets, and the over-under is 44.5.
Man, I mean, I don't even know what to make of either of these teams right now. The Dolphins clearly can't play in the cold. Johnny hit the nail right on the head last week. I really, really thought that the cold wasn't going to be that much of an issue for them. But, I mean, Johnny couldn't have hit that one more solid. He rolled with the Packers, and it was far and away the right side. The Dolphins couldn't play at all. But the Dolphins are home this week. I don't really know what they're fighting for at this point. It kind of looks like they have almost no chance to make the playoffs. The Jets are completely down and out, but, you know, they stuck around in the last week, but they also always find a way to lose. So 6.5 is a lot, division game, but give me the – what's the over-under?
Over-under, and this one's 44.5.
I'm going to go over 44.5. I don't know. I could just see the effort on defense being low, so I could see a lot of points being scored here. I don't know what to make of this football game. I don't think anyone really cares what happens in this football game, so just give me the over, and let's just hope that a lot of points are scored and it's at least entertaining.
There you go. Now, me, if I was a Dolphin right now, I would be feeling like I had to win to show that we're not like complete and utterly trash. And I also, my kicker is on the Dolphins, so I'm going to have to go with Dolphins to win this one.
There you go. Not a bad pick with how bad the Jets have been playing.
All right. We got our last 1 o'clock game. We got the Giants at home against the Saints, and the Giants are +3.5. The over-under is 41.5.
Giants are +3.5?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, that's what it says right here. Giants +3.5. The Saints are -3.5.
Oh, wow. I thought it was over. I thought it was 5. Saints are -3.5?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to roll with the Saints here. I think both teams have a lot of injuries. I saw Dexter Lawrence just got put on the IR. That's huge for their defense. Both teams are kind of a little bit of a mess. 2-10, 4-8, not really playing for much. So a lot of times you would two bad teams play, you might want to lean to whoever's getting the points, but I just think the Giants overall are horrible. Whereas in a perfect world, a couple of games fell a different way for the Saints. I could have seen them being a playoff team. So I'm gonna roll with the Saints here. I'm gonna take the Saints -3.5. I don't really know what to make of this game either, but I think the Saints are better than the Giants, so I'll lay the 3.5.
All right. I have no idea what to do with this game, so I'm going to switch it up a little bit, and I'm going to take the under 41.5 because I just don't think the Giants will ever score a touchdown.
it's really not a terrible pick. Both teams have been struggling to score points, so I don't think that's a bad pick either. That's why the over-under is as low as it is. But all right, I don't hate it.
I want somebody out there who has a lot of money in their bank account just for shits and giggles to put money on everything I say and just see what happens.
If you beat me, it won't take much, but it would be, that's what I'm fighting for, is I just have to beat you this week.
Hey, listen, I learned from the best. What can I say?
Here we go. All right.
All right. Our first 4 o'clock game, we got the Cardinals at home, -2.5 against the Seahawks.
I'm going to roll Cardinals -2.5. Really, really close game. Similar like teams fighting for the first in the division. Both in a spot where the Cardinals need this game. They're at home. They've lost two really unfortunate games back-to-back where didn't really seem like on paper they played that bad. As far as the stats are concerned, a couple things didn't fall their way. They wound up losing two close games. So them, I think they're going to get back on track at home. Division game means a lot. Absolutely need the game. So I'll weigh the 2.5 and take the Cardinals.
All right. I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess sticking with my fantasy lineup, I have the Cardinals defense, so I'm going to have them win as well.
Jesus.
When all else fails, I have to stick with listen, tell me I'm
Cardinals
wrong.
Defense has played a lot better than the stats provide. Like, they early on in the year, they got thrashed, but they got thrashed by good players and, you know, good quarterbacks, good teams, and they've definitely turned a corner. I think their defensive, like, ranking is lower due to strength of schedule more than it is just due to talent they have on defense. So I don't hate the fact that you're rolling with the Cardinals due to defense.
Well, I'm not saying I'm rolling with them because of defense.
I know.
In the hopes. Your fantasy. Yeah, my fantasy is pulled up right here.
There you go.
I'm checking. All right. What do we got going on here? Where were we? The Cardinals. So we have got our next game is the San Francisco 49ers at home. They are -3.5 against the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, wow, man. The 49ers are a shocker. Johnny was kind of right. He was saying last week that the 49ers kind of are that team that usually there's one every year where they were by far and away clear-cut playoff team, great team. Everyone thinks they're going to be great going into the following season, and there's usually one team that just kind of stinks. And he kind of hit that one right on the head too. I mean, they played horrible. But in fairness to them, they've been riddled with injuries all year. Had they been healthy from the start till now, I think it would be an entirely different story. A lot of strange things going on with the 49ers on and off the football field. So I don't totally discredit the 49ers and think that they're horrible. I just don't think they're fully healthy. And I think it's affected them more than it's affected any other team. With that said, they're at home. I still know that they're not fully healthy. Now that looks like they're down Jordan Mason and Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if Bosa's coming back. Trent Williams. They're just too injured. And the Bears need this game more. So give me the Bears getting points. Give me the Bears getting 3.5. I hate it because Caleb Williams sucks. But the Niners just haven't showed me anything to the point where they should be laying more than the field goal.
I'm going to second that for all the reasons that you said. Plus, that's just what my mind told me to say was Bears.
There you go. On to the next one.
This one's expert
insight there from Tay-Tay.
What can I say? All right. This one tripped me up last time I was on here. So Los Angeles Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say it right?
No, it's Los. Oh, yeah. I guess if you're talking about the Rams.
Yeah. They are at home +4.5 against the Bills. The over-under's 49.5.
I'm going to roll with the Rams at home. I know everyone's going to freak out because I've been kind of riding against the Bills a little bit here. Last week, I was dead wrong. Looked like the Niners were moving the ball pretty well early on. It just a couple missed field goals spun the game on its head, and the Bills just took off from there. But the Bills off of an absolute rout over the Niners last week. Snow game. It was, you know, just it was Bills from the first snap on. I mean, they just crushed. So now they're traveling to the West Coast, better weather. I don't know. I could see the team kind of taking a little bit of a vacation-esque type week, celebration type week. They've been playing really good, and I could see LA coming out and kind of punching them in the mouth a little bit. So if you're going to give me, what is it?
49.5 over on. Oh, the points. LA is given 4.5.
Getting 4.5.
+4.5.
Yes. That means they're getting.
Okay.
So LA, I'll take LA getting 4.5 at home. I think it'll be a close game. I think the Bills are going to kind of take a step back this week, just maybe kind of resting on their laurels a little bit. And I think they could get punched in the mouth here. So give me the Rams at home +4.5.
All right. I'm going to go the opposite way with this one. I think the Bills are going to take this win, and it's going to like light a fire under them. They're going to like the way it feels to be a winner, and I think they're going to carry on.
There you go.
All right, what do we got next? We've got our first late game. We got the Kansas City Chiefs at home, -3.5 against the Los Angeles Chargers, and the over-under is 42.5.
What's the spread one more time?
Chiefs are -3.5.
Give me the Chargers +3.5. The Chiefs can't cover a spread to save their life. I've been saying it for weeks now. I've been riding against them, and I've been covering every time I ride against them. I had the Raiders last week, and the Raiders should have won outright. So I think the same thing will happen here. It will be a close game. Herbert will play good. The defense will play good. It'll be, you know, a tight, tight division game all the way down to the wire, and I'm sure Mahomes will find a way to set his team up to kick a field goal, or some crazy penalty will take place. Something Chiefs-esque will take place, and they'll find a way to win, but 3.5, I'll take the hook. Give me Chargers plus 3.5.
You got it. Looking at the numbers on the page, I don't really care what they say because I don't necessarily always remember what they mean. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs for this one just because I think that's what Mason would pick.
Yeah, Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. Okay. I don't hate it either. I mean, Chiefs got to win, got to cover at some point, and they're at home in primetime. Good spot for Mahomes to kind of prove a point and get back on track. But until he does it, I'm going to roll the opposite way.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Monday night, our last game of the week, we got the Cowboys at home plus 5.5 against the Bengals.
Give me the Bengals minus 5.5. What's happening to Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, and those guys over on that offense over there this year is a travesty. I mean, Joe Burrow, if you just took a screenshot of the numbers, I mean, and asked anybody, every single person on planet Earth would pick Joe Burrow to win the MVP. Like, oh, if yeah. they didn't know records or they didn't know anything. Joe Burrow is playing out of his face, and he can't buy a win. So I feel horrible for the guy, and maybe that doesn't change this week, and maybe he scores 40 again and they lose. I don't know, but it's just it's very difficult for me to go into a game and not expect Joe Burrow to go out and throw for 350 plus, few touchdowns, and put his team in a great position to win the football game. So I'm just hoping to God one of these weeks the Bengals defense wakes up and hopefully they can do something. I mean, they're going against Cooper Rush. They should be able to hold these team to a certain amount of points. So I'll roll Bengals minus 5.5 just in the hopes that Joe Burrow gets something from his defense one of these weeks.
Yeah, I'm actually going to completely agree with you on that. I think he is just having absolutely no support from his team at all. And we're a big Joey B household here, so I'm going to go Joe Burrow and –
yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see who takes the cake this week.
All right. All right. So that's all the games, right?
Yeah, we're done.
So I've been talking about doing these sports card breaks for a long time now. So I'm sure you guys are sick and tired of hearing it if you've been sticking around to the end of these pods to listen. But either way, I'm just going to do a quick breakdown because we're pretty much got all the cards packed. We packed them, I don't know, around the 25th or 26th of November. So we packed them all up, sealed them all up. And now I'm just trying to get the technical aspect of things to get fixed here so we can start. Hopefully we'll start by Monday, but this is one of the boxes here. This is a stoplight box, so there's going to be two of these boxes and then one of these boxes in every repack break that I do. So it'll be two stoplights and a Wizard of Oz box. Inside these boxes are cards of different value. There'll be 30 of these, 60 of these. And inside, if you get a lion or a tiger or a bear, right? So the lion will be anywhere from 400 to 1,000. The tiger will be anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500. And a bear will be anywhere from $1,500 to $3,000. And those are the three different types of values you could find inside the Oz boxes. And inside the stoplight boxes, there's going to be also three sets of values. And it'll be a red, which will be anywhere from $50 to $100, a yellow, which will be anywhere from $100 to $200, and a green, which will be anywhere from $200 to close to $500 ceiling. So that'll be that. I'll go over it a little bit more if you tune into the live. Hopefully the live will be kicked off on Monday, and we'll get right after it. I know a lot of these breaks that are going on the TikTok shop and stuff like that, I've kind of emulated a lot of the things, the good things that I like that all these breakers do. And I've tried to kind of recreate it in my own way, whether it be AC breaks or chips rips, all these guys, they do a great job. And I'm kind of just trying to do the same thing. So if you guys are into that kind of thing, we're on the home stretch here, you know, got all the boxes packed, sealed. We're going to mix them up upstairs. The chat comes in, you buy a division, any one of the eight divisions, and then I break three cards. If a card ends up from a player from your division, you get that card, and then on to the next break. So, yeah, I just wanted to give a quick little breakdown so that you kind of have some sort of an idea of what's going on when you come into the live. But, yeah, tune in, and hopefully we get off running. We get off to a hot start.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty awesome. I mean, packing up the cards, obviously I'm not going to say, I'm not giving anything away, but I will tell you there are bangers to be had for sure.
Yeah, just to give you a quick little overview, I don't know how much time we have left. There's about five cards in between 1,000 and 1,500, and there's three cards in between 1,500 and 3,000, and I think basically all three cards are over 2K. So, you know, do with that what you will. Obviously, it's hard to trust somebody until you kind of see what's going on, but, you know, buy into a few breaks or just pop in and check it out. See if you like the value of the cards that's coming out, but I don't think you'll be disappointed if you do. So, all right, we'll see you next week. Double or Nothing Podcast, another week.
Let's do it.